back then, stores in downtown Tulsa that you might have remembered. Department stores like Renberg's.
I remember Renberg's, yes, now that you mention the name. I've bought clothing at Renberg's.
Clark's Good Clothes.
Yes, I've been there.
Restaurants.
Bishop's. Bishop's Restaurant. When I was working for Shell, we would always go to Bishop's for lunch. There was a time in the early days, like the first 5 or 6 years, or maybe almost up to 10, that the law was that the federal income tax was less if you were married and you were paying income tax, that you paid less tax, that you were treated differently than if you were in a common law state. So a group of prominent lawyers here in town, including Ellis Gable and a lot of prominent lawyers, decided that they would start meeting at the Bishop's Restaurant once a month or so, and they'd study that law, which wasn't the law in Oklahoma. We had the common law with respect to real property. And the legislature passed an act enacting this new kind of law that was effective for a couple of years. Then the federal government made it equally applicable to people who were in a common law state. So the legislature of Oklahoma changed the law back to what it had been before it had passed this other law, and we had the regular common law. Well, these prominent lawyers who had been meeting at the Bishop's Law School.
Bishop's Restaurant.
Bishop's Restaurant. They called it the Bishop's Law School.
Okay.
They didn't have anything to study. So they thought, well, we ought to study something, and we like to get together once a month. There's that fellow Joe Morris that teaches oil and gas law and future interests as an adjunct out at the law school.
Tulsa University.
Yeah, out at Tulsa University. And maybe he'll come teach us future interest law. So they invited me to do that. And I said, well, sure, I'd do that. But I said, you are the men who have made the law in Oklahoma on this topic. And it's a bit presumptuous to have me teach this area of law, but I'll do it. And I said, now I'm going to assign cases to you. So like for Ellis Gable, I'd say, now next month you're going to be responsible for this case. And I used the case book that I used when I taught out at the law school as an adjunct at the Tulsa University Law School. That's how I got to know a lot of those lawyers, including Mr. Rogers, Mr. John Rogers. And then while I was doing that is when I went to New York to be on the staff of Shell Oil Company in New York.
What was the law that you were studying when you taught at Bishop's Law School?
Future interest law. That's a specialty in the law of real property.
All right.